going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Kate Hudson?
Good morning, everyone.
I was just looking at the lineup for Bottle Rock. She's playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's going to be an epic weekend.
Uh-huh.
So when does that start?
Friday.
At noon?
I'm going to guess the doors open early, but that's the Green Day Sublime Day.
Yeah,
Public Enemy,
and there'll be a booth there with our station. I think you will have people there. So
fantastic.
And they're going to be there at noon. So
oh
good,
nice. Yeah.
Look for the Alice booth.
If you see Danae, say hey. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
She was with us out at Cache Creek, and the event went great.
It did. And Jesse, we have a good little promo team right now. I don't mean to call them little. We have a good promo team.
Well,
right,
they are a smaller crew than we're used to, but they're doing a great work.
Yep. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. We've got Billie Eilish tickets for you. Mason has a pair at 12:05, and Jane has three pairs during her show all this week, 405, 505, and 505. 405, 505, and 605. I just got hung up on the 05s there. So many of those. Code words, we give them to you. And then you text them to our contest line, 20357. And then you're in the running for the just announced Billie Eilish concert, November 23rd, Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
This just in, our new midday woman is an internet sensation prior to ever even cracking a mic here.
And she's Mason on the mic on Instagram, right?
Uh-huh. But follow her. And
she's on TikTok, too. She got a whole
Oh, yeah. She got a whole thing on
TikTok. She does all the stuff.
And she has, like, a lot of fans. One of our ex-interns, Beth, posted something about she was excited that she went there. And then she kind of thanked me and thanked the show for giving her start in radio. And she's still doing radio. We have a lot of ex-interns that are still doing it.
Yeah. Vinny calls them the babies. The show has babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But she was a big fan of Mason's before she got here, so. She's got a big fan base.
Cool. Yeah.
She definitely has a thing going on, like looking through her Instagram. Mm-hmm. I was like, she will tell you her thoughts. You gotta like that in a radio person. Blah, 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 blah. Here's my thoughts.
Check her out on Alice in the midday and check her out on Instagram, Mason on the mic.
Yeah. Mason has Billie Eilish tickets today at 12:05. But spend your whole day here at the Alice. Never, never, never turn us off.
Right.
Stream us all the time. Or listen the regular old way, too. The Billboard Hot 100, I've been mentioning this as we're getting closer and closer to Kendrick Lamar and SZA breaking some records here. Number one on the Hot 100, that's the singles chart. And I get that it's calculated in a very different way than it ever was historically because nobody buys a single anymore and people aren't going home and putting their records on. Girl, put your records on. We're streaming, and so a certain amount of streams, you can buy a single, and I'm sure that counts as a single purchase, but most people don't. They're paying for a service.
I have a membership
right
to iTunes.
Yeah, we pay for that, and That's it. So I guess they have to divvy that up and decide who gets paid what for
and
when.
I was a holdout. But, you know, having your close friend repeatedly tell you you're wasting your money buying records, for that amount, you can have all the records.
Mm. Yeah, I never eventually, said that. I just said, yeah, I've already got that too.
Whatever.
Oh, all the records? Yeah.
You said all kinds of stuff to me all the time.
Turns out I have all the
records. Over and over until I finally gave in and went,
you're welcome.
I give up.
You're welcome for not giving up. I'll never give up on you. I'll never give up on you.
I can't quit you.
I can't quit you, babe. I can't quit you. It ain't over. It ain't never going to be over. Luther is the
Who?
Name of this. Luther. The name of the song from Kendrick Lamar and SZA that has been at number one for 13 weeks. And I believe that I don't know what the sequential record is, and I'm really just sort of pulling my own stuff off of here from Billboard. So I don't know like who held it for the most weeks in a row, what that number is. But for non-sequential, it's the Billy Ray Cyrus Lil Nas X hit. The cowboy song, whatever that's called.
Oh, and that the guy recently with the bar song.
Yep, he missed it by 1 week.
He didn't get it.
He didn't tie it. Mm. He didn't beat it. But Shaboozy's Tipsy, I think was like 18 weeks and Lil Nas X was 19 weeks. And it fell out of first place. Somebody else came up there. It gets back to first place. This is the non-sequential. What is the longest someone has held it without losing it? Is it like Mariah Carey's Christmas song or something? She usually gets up to number one. Last few years, she's been number
you're
one.
You're asking
Christmas
us?
Time.
Yeah. Can we look that up?
It sounds like he's researching.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you were asking again.
Never mind. It doesn't really matter.
I'm looking up sequentials and number ones. I'm getting Whitney Houston here.
Honestly, don't worry about it. Yeah, it could be a Whitney Houston song.
We got a whole department over here to help you out, but we can only work what we're given.
Ask ChatGPT. Just ask it. Anyway, Luther is number one. Ordinary, that's an Alex Warren song that we're playing. That's number two, and it has been for 2 weeks. Die with a Smile, still hanging in there at number three. A bar song, the Shaboozy song, that's been on the charts for over a year, 57 weeks, and it is fourth place. I mean, at this point, I don't think it's ever getting back up there, but it's certainly been hanging in the top of the heap. Drake's Nokia. Oh, there's Teddy Swims, Lose Control. That's been on forever. And Beautiful Things has been on forever. Those are number seven and number eight. Pink Pony Club, Chapel Roan, that's number nine. And that Anxiety, the Doechii song, which I always think is going to be somebody that I used to know. And then she starts singing, I'm like, what? What? I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. It's like a remake.
That song's grown on me.
Yeah, I really like it.
So. She loves it.
I'm so glad it's grown on you because I was sick of you complaining because I think it is so cool.
I was complaining because when I hear the opening riff, I want to hear the other song.
Yeah, I actually love that song. Still like the other song.
I love that song. Yeah. So, but now I'm like, okay. It's pretty good.
It's starting to.
Yeah.
Anxiety. Yeah. It's fun.
We should go on tour.
Probably. Selena Gomez. Listen. I guess that she and Benny Blanco, that he didn't cheat on her with her best friend or whatever, right? Because that story just went away. Never heard another thing about it.
Go away, but I haven't seen them post that much also.
Oh, really?
Since it came out. So I was investigating yesterday on my own time.
Oh. You're the best. Tell me what you found.
I can't help but notice they totally stopped. They were posting so much.
They were all over the place for a minute there. Yep. Yeah, well, they put out a record together.
Mm-hmm.
And where'd that go?
I don't know how to work the charts.
It's not in the top 10 that as you've read them.
I'm sure it's in the sales charts. Hold on. Let me see if I can find that. It doesn't have a hit song on it that kept it in the top 10 here.
It's just weird. Like as you were telling the story, I think if most of us can put ourselves in the situation. If I went out to dinner with Trina, which is one of Christina's best friends, Christina would know about it and it would be no big deal. If I went out to dinner with Trina and, 3 weeks later, she's all, I just heard you went out with my friend, she'd be bummed. She'd be like, what the hell? Why didn't you tell me? So I don't know what's going on with them, but if it was known then it was no big deal. And if it was unknown, then that's, I could see what's her bucket being pretty bummed about it.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, Billboard. I actually use your site all the time. I've found it to be unsearchable, though. Like, I would like to know, why can't I have just, I see a search thing here, but if I type in Selena Gomez, it just shows me stories about Selena Gomez. It doesn't show me, like, where her, like, if I'm in the Billboard 200, which is the album charts, I'd like to find a place where I could just put in Selena Gomez and you could show me what place she's in right now.
Maybe she's not in a place.
There's no search thing, is what I'm saying. I can't search anything.
She's definitely not on the singles charts. Top 60. I didn't see it anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. And I can't remember. What was something like The Story of Our Love or some BS like that? Anyway, Selena Gomez.
I Said I Love You First.
I thought that was a single.
It says album.
Okay.
I can only tell you what I'm reading.
Yep.
The internet can be wrong, though.
Mm.
And I'm never going to fight you over stuff I don't care about.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just questioning it. Sorry, I didn't mean to question the fast fact.
That is sound reasoning.
Selena Gomez, limited edition Oreos are on the way.
Oh.
Oreo, they do these team ups here and there. They just did one with Post Malone. He had his own limited edition cookies, although they don't tell me what they were. I'm sure they had, like, I don't know, tin cans and grill bits. I don't know. Like some pulled pork in them. I have no idea. Isn't he a chicken guy, too? They probably, like, then they deep fried them in chicken fat or something. That sounds like the Post Malone Oreo. But the Selena Gomez Oreo is a horchata Oreo.
Oh,
and it's funny.
Okay.
I would not have known about horchata if it wasn't for Yuzette, our old producer. Mm-hmm. She was like, that's like a rice drink, like a milky Mexican rice drink.
Yep.
And it's sweet. It's really sweet and cinnamony. Like it sort of has that. It's like a very specific taste. And I think if you grow up with it, it's like that's your thing. Mm-hmm. So,
They serve it at the one of the Mexican restaurants I go to all the time.
You can do your girls order horchata?
They do.
Yeah. The cookies are chocolate cinnamon flavored. So the cookies themselves are chocolate cinnamon flavored, and they have two layers of cream in them. One is chocolate cinnamon flavored, and the other one has a sweetened condensed milk flavor with cinnamon sugar. So it sounds almost like a churro cookie.
And that's exactly what you get with churros when you order at an authentic Mexican restaurant.
You get a dip.
Well, no, you get those two flavors you just mentioned, the chocolate cinnamon and the
sweetened
other,
condensed milk flavor with cinnamon sugar.
You get that given to you to dip into.
So each cookie is going to have one of six embossed designs. It's her signature. There's a set of headphones. There's like a flaming heart. There's a beating heart. Like the heart wants what it wants. There's a cute like musical note. And then there's one that has a musical note. And then on the outside of it says Selenators, which apparently is like her little monsters. Selenators. I'm probably mispronouncing that.
Selenators.
Oh, shoot.
Selenators.
God knows.
All respect to the Selenators out there, because otherwise they'll come after you. You gotta be nice.
Oh yeah, I do.
Oh, my bad, Selenators. I have never heard the name for them before.
I haven't either.
Yeah, but I thought they were like Gomezitrons.
It's good to have a kid around.
It is. I know.
By the way, I found her album number 122 right now.
Oh, 122. So
it peaked at number 2, and last week it was in 60. So it's just, you know, it had its.
And it's called "I Said I Love You First."
Yes.
All right.
You know, I recently was talking to someone in the music business.
Oh.
It was our boss down the hall. And I said to him about a certain artist. I was like, you know, and he goes, you got to have the hit songs or you don't have hit songs. Like that, it doesn't matter that you are a known celebrity and you put out music and just because it's out doesn't mean you have any hits on it. Mm. So it's not going to
move the needle. No one will care. What have you done for me lately?
Right. Yes, she's mouthing things to me now.
I'm just guessing.
You didn't need to guess because you already knew. You knew.
Well, as soon as you started saying it, I was like, oh, you had to talk with that guy about there?
I was curious what the story was, and he said, yeah, it's just about hit songs. If that album had hit songs,
I'm sure we'd
the whole energy around that person would be completely different.
Mm.
And I was like, huh.
No hits, no airplay.
Right.
Selena says, she's talking about growing up with horchata. Growing up, horchata was one of those comforting things for me. Some of my favorite childhood memories involve drinking horchata with my family, and trust me, it tastes even better dipped in milk. So I guess this is the horchata cookie.
Yum.
She's saying, dip it. She added that her fiance, Benny Blanco, was part of the testing process. So she recently has talked about him. What was the thing that where he had stopped following, or she stopped following her best friend, and he started following her best friend's OnlyFans page? I can't remember, but it did. That was it. Something with no following anybody anymore.
Yeah, stuff went down, and it didn't make sense because...
And now they're still not talking about it.
I can't imagine that he would go to dinner or lunch with a friend of hers without her knowing.
Right.
I just don't see that. But then again, he's a young dude.
Is he that young? How old are these
people? He can't be over 35. There's no way.
Oh, to me, he looks older than that. I think she's like 35. How are we looking at Benny Blanco?
He's 37.
Oh my God, barely. He is over 35.
He's much younger than I thought he was going to be.
Really?
Yeah. I figured he was I don't know. I suppose he could have started early, but I feel like that's a name that, while I wasn't familiar with any of his music, I definitely heard of him. And then I couldn't believe she was dating him. I'm like, is he the guy with the unibrow? Because I don't know. She's
By
so
the
cute.
Way, our guy over here just posted a picture of him from, I don't know how long ago. It says me in college, but I don't know what the years on that are. But
probably 94.
So you're a 95. Bleach blonde.
My hair's gotten lighter as I've gotten older.
That light?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's
you've always been blonde. You had to have been lightening that. Even when I met you, I've never seen you with brown hair.
Look how dark it is in the photo.
I thought that was you. I actually thought that was because it's like the Jesus hair that you used to have, like down to the shoulders.
Yeah.
That's not a wig. That's your hair.
That's my hair.
That's dark brown hair, though.
It was
silky.
Yeah.
And very soft looking.
Thank you. That's when I started cleaning it up.
Yeah. You look so young and fresh. Is that on regular Facebook? Is that on our Facebook?
It's on my Instagram at Maddie Stout, MattyStout.
Put that on the Ceremony Facebook page. That is funny.
I'll put it on Ceremony.
Like, it's so funny to see us so young, you know?
I love young faces because they're little pinheads. And then you see the older person, you're like, why do our faces grow? Mm. That's because you're getting fat. But I mean,
it's just more of it.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
There's a picture of you guys over here in a frame with
guess
your first.
We have little pinheads, right?
They're so cute.
Which one is it?
It's one from way back, way, like 97 or 98.
Like right when we first got here?
Yep.
Let me have a look at this. Oh, yeah. I think they put us in full makeup. Remember we were doing like a photo shoot.
I don't know I didn't look at it close enough. There was one thing we took photos for People magazine that never aired. Right. You remember that?
I do.
And Lewis was so pissed off because I was wearing the glasses without the lenses. Yeah. And he was like, just.
Yeah.
And
can
I just,
you just do what I ask? Have you ever?
I truly
can you
thought.
Ever not put up a fight.
This guy has no kids. He has no ideas. As soon as you start harping on that, they're staying on my face. Yeah. Like, come on.
That was your thing? You wore glasses with no...
No, just for that photo shoot. Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those moments.
As soon as Lewis went off on him, he dug his 9-year-old heels in and said, no, I'm wearing them. And I was like, listen, I fought with them all morning. I'm already exhausted, so I can't help you with this.
Hey.
And I'm already pissed off because you made me put makeup on. Oh, God. We did some makeup things that were just so annoyingly...
What are you talking about?
Makeup. Like, remember when we did that video where they came in, they made us come in an hour early, put like a full face of makeup on, put cameras all around the studio and did a television commercial with us. You don't remember that?
I do.
They put like fake eyelashes on me, like all this like contouring. I was like, that doesn't even look like me. I'm not that person. I'm grubby. Just wanted to be grubby. They're like, we're not having that. I'm like, all right.
I don't know. I mean, when we first got here, there were a lot of things that had to get fixed almost immediately, like the delay. We needed a delay, dude, or some stuff's going to happen.
Actually, wow. I think it was when we didn't have it for well over a year, and we had Dennis Leary on, and we went and said, listen, you've got to put a delay unit in. This guy's got a song It was called like
bleep hole.
Yeah, I'm a bleep hole. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, and then like four or five times we had to use the dump while he was on. So thank God they had gotten it. He was like, you know, fu.com. And all
he was, you know, what was cool about him is he liked us and went, I'm staying. Yeah. And we went, okay.
We'd be happy to have you. Let's continue to yap. We had so much free range back then.
But then I had to get us an office. That was another thing. That involved a full-on stakeout in front of his front door.
Yep. Vinny would just, right after the show, go sit in front of our boss's door in the hallway for, I don't know, an
couple hours. Depends. I mean, depending on the day.
Just be in his way.
And he'd be like,
I'm sorry, am I in your way? That's because I don't have an office. They finally cleared out this little dinky closet. A closet. And the three of us moved into it.
It worked.
Well, we needed a closet. We needed an office is what I meant to say. Anyway, the Oreos, they're happening. I'm done. I'm completely out of time.
What? You can't be done?
Look at the time. I just noticed it.
I want to look at the time. I'm trying to have some fun around here. Drug smuggling cat and more after these.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, that's so nice. Everybody in here loves that song. Did you see Bob grabbing the mic? And
I did, and I immediately thought, like, it's terrible that this lady didn't have any more hits. So I looked her up, and Vanessa Hudgens hasn't.
It's Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa Carlton.
I see Come Back to Me in 06, Say Okay in 07. I don't even see this song that we just heard. What's that called, 1,000 Miles?
Yeah, but it's by someone else.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong person.
Well, why didn't that lady have any more hits is what
with
I'm getting
some
at.
Some respect on Vanessa Carlton's name. Okay. She has an excellent album. She does actually a really cool cover of Paint It Black. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black. She's not the, it's Michelle Branch who did this, a Bowie tune, Life on Mars. I think that's a Michelle Branch. I get Michelle and Vanessa mixed up.
Well, she's easy to mix people.
Yeah, there's a few she like Vanessa Hudgens or Michelle Branch or.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I love her in?
Is it a Mandy Moore song?
No, the Counting Crows do a cover of Big Yellow Taxi and Vanessa Carlton's
that's
on it.
That's Vanessa or is that Michelle Branch?
No, that's Vanessa Carlton.
She is great on that one.
Mm.
Yep.
She does have another hit, everyone. Yeah. It's just a Counting Crow hit.
It's actually a Joni Mitchell hit, but it's one of those.
Always gotta.
Well, you make it not fun, you know that?
Yeah.
Well, listen, talk about giving someone their props. It's Joni Mitchell. It's a Joni Mitchell song, Big Yellow Taxi.
Yeah, you make it not fun.
I'm not actually worried about making your life fun. Hey, guys, it's Hump Day, and it's Sarah and Vinny. Now you can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, and they go way back in time, really far. Just click on the videos there at youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. Super easy to find.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Drag Me to Brunch.
Oh.
Alice is proud to partner with the WSF for their upcoming Drag Me to Brunch event for this year's Pride. Starring Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars all this week. Listen at 805-305 for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch with us on June 28th at the WSF. It's going to be a good time.
Meet you there.
Hot, sunny, windy,
nice.
Fire warning. Uh-huh. We got it all today, everyone. So
one of those days.
Woo. Enjoy it out there. This new product is about to revolutionize home decor.
Oh, tell me everything.
What could it be, Sarah? Mm. What could be about to revolutionize home decor?
Is it something that will clean all surfaces so thoroughly that you won't have to worry about dust anymore?
No. Oh. No. They call this home tech, though.
Okay.
And they're saying that the next big thing in home decor is smart glass.
I've seen some of this stuff. Is this where, like, you don't even need shades for your windows anymore? You flip a thing and it turns them opaque?
Exactly right. Smart glass is an excellent alternative to a typical window treatment, like curtains or blinds. It maintains a clean, modern aesthetic, and you can easily switch from full view to privacy.
Would do blackout? Because that would be huge to have no light seeping
in. So funny you said opaque, because they use the word in here, opacity. Opacity. Is that it? Opacity? Yeah, I was like, oh, look at that.
I flew
they
to Paris
turned it
on
into
a,
an action.
On a Dreamliner, you know, the new 737s, and their windows on that plane were that kind of glass where you could
oh, you could you're
hit a
kidding
button
me.
And you can make it all dark, you can make it a little bit, you can make it all the way clear.
Instead of the janky plastic thing to pull down?
Wow. It was really cool.
Smart glass is the hot new addition in home decor. And I just thought, oh, well, Sarah will know this. She's probably already redone her whole house with smart glass.
I will
if she
say,
hasn't,
though,
it's coming soon.
Great in a modern place, but I personally feel like curtains and shades are essential pieces of they really warm a room up. Of just a blank window is very.
I love it.
You like it because it's so clean and nice.
Well, and I
like shades and stuff.
I've never looked at curtains. Anything that I and thought, you know what I need? Blinds. Like, I don't think they're that great. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I've never looked at a mirror and at a window and said, that doesn't need anything.
Well, I mean, if your glass will give you the privacy you need and get the... But blinds, I feel like
they're... I like a house that looks a little bit more cozy. It feels cold to me. I've seen that, though, and I think it is pretty cool. Imagine if you could have doors that you'd be able to see through all the time. You see who's in the room or whatever, and then you could make them opaque and then have privacy at night.
I think it sounds like a good thing. If I'm going to do window treatments, and I did in the little room that I have for myself, and
shutters.
They're shutters, and I like shutters a lot better than
clean.
Blinds are. They just feel like a $20 item, or maybe even something that you took from work.
Well, a fitted shutter is nice because it'll take a lot of the light out, which is nice.
Right. Mm. Anyway, now you know. I have to tell Christina that so that she can go crazy and want that or something.
Yeah. It's actually, that technology's definitely been around for a while, but so
it's catching on
it
now.
It must be that it got less expensive or something. Is it the one with like a gas inside between the two panes?
It doesn't say in this story, but I definitely know that Christina follows a bunch of these home decor influencers. Mm-hmm. And one in particular she follows, the lady just bought a fixer-upper in Hawaii.
Oh.
And so she brought her all her, she brought her kids and she's doing the work herself.
So cool.
And she just
posts all about it.
That's her thing every day is posting, you know, what I'm working on today. And I think someone I'm married to desperately would love to do that with the whatever time she has left on the planet. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like yes. She's just into it.
It's just so lovely.
What a dream come true.
Have a vision for something and leave something more beautiful than you found it.
And you have repeatedly turned a few houses over.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff, which is
it's
a thing.
Super, it's very satisfying.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today is Talk Like Yoda Day.
I refuse, I do, or something.
That was it. You just nailed it. The average American says summer isn't complete without 4 cookouts, 3 getaways, 2 concerts, and 2 festivals.
Oh my, that's a
busy summer.
It's too much for me.
On average, the perfect cookout has 11 guests with everyone contributing something to share.
Mm-hmm.
We plan to attend 5 barbecues this summer and host 4.
Wow.
That's the most
so many barbecues. Out
popular
there.
Grilling staples from most to least common are burgers, hot dogs, chicken, steaks, ribs, bratwurst, kebabs, pork chops, and fish.
Mm.
Fish is spectacular if it's fresh and good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. It's, you just can't hope that that's going to be go perfectly, though.
Yeah. You wouldn't want that to be the only option.
Yeah, because then you'd be like, oh no, you overcooked the fish. Mm. Oops.
We will throw on a big slab of salmon and put all kinds of whatever John puts on it, dill and butter and lemon and stuff. And he wraps it up in tinfoil and puts it on the side while he's cooking everything else. It's just like heating up. He pulls it off and it's like, ooh, stinky fish.
Older folks say their favorite barbecue side dish is potato salad. The young people say, have that. I'll be over here with the mac and cheese.
Oh, I want the watermelon salad. Mm. That's ever since Jamie, our old traffic chick, brought that over my house for some, I think it was for a 4th of July party. And it's just, it's the best. She did, and hers was just watermelon chunked with sliced red onion and balsamic and feta.
And what does yours have?
I don't put the onions in it. I don't want the onions.
Oh.
And I put in, I think maybe she did have olives in it. I'll actually slice up tomatoes and add those in too. I don't mind that.
And what kind of olive?
Kalamata.
Ah, salty. Of course a designer olive.
It's not a designer olive.
It's a total designer
olive. It's not. It works with the feta cheese. So good. I would have never thought. And someone else was saying that they like mustard on their watermelon. Like apparently there's something.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
The most popular beverage at your cookout or whatever is soda and soft drinks. Iced tea and water are next, followed by lemonade, beer, fruit punch, fruit juice, wine, and cocktails. Cocktails, bottom of the list.
I guess there's just not that many day drinkers out there. I definitely would want to start with the beer.
For activities at a cookout, people rank their favorites. Playing cards, cornhole, swimming, horseshoes, frisbee, badminton, basketball, football, and beer pong. There you go.
Well, summer's here. The ideas. Summertime's here. Need something to keep you cool.
How do you hook your bra?
Around the back.
So let me get this straight. Your bra's in front of you.
Yep. I
you
make
put
sure
your
I got the
arms
front.
Through.
No, I don't.
What do you?
I just put it. I go like this. I did it this morning, and wait, that's the only
you're
reason
you're wearing
I
a
know.
Bra.
I am. It's like a not a great one.
Okay, go on.
So I take it and I make sure it's facing the right way, and then I reach around the back and I hook it, and then I pull it up into position, and then I put my arms through them.
Oh.
Through the holes. But then when I take it off later, I'll just unclip it in the back. I'll pull it out of this arm and then pull it off through my shirt.
Only since I've been married have I found this whole the bra offensive thing that I didn't know that it was such a thing. Christina will absolutely be in full conversation with you as she's checked out of work for the day while she's pulling a bra out the sleeve
mm-hmm.
to throw that by the stairs to have that. Yeah. Someone walk that back up towards her
it's
room.
It's just like, I mean, imagine having a belt secured under your boobs, pulled tight.
No, I wouldn't
all
want
day.
A belt. I don't want. Sucks. I don't wear any belts. Yeah. I would never wear a belt. I mean, I guess
she
I
doesn't
would,
have big
but...
ones either. Like, so hers are probably just more like they have to be. They even have to be a little bit tighter when you don't have a lot to kind of hold them in position.
Really?
Yeah, you need like a tighter because if you don't have a lot going on, like mine right now is totally sliding up. Because I'm not an underwire person either. Sliding up a little bit, it's annoying. I have to continually like maneuver it downward.
Oh. Why are you wearing a bra today? What happened to you? You never
afraid,
wear those.
Because I just didn't want to have a problem with this shirt. I thought maybe I would show through it. I guess it doesn't. I don't know. Oh. I was tired.
Well, the debate is on, and many people are saying, like, this was a conversation on the Real Housewives of Potomac star Gisele Bryant's podcast.
Okay.
They talked about
how people put it on.
How you do it. Back claspers versus front fasteners.
Oh.
There are people who turn it around, buckle it in front of them, mm-hmm. then spin it back. And then
sometimes you have to if you can't get it clipped.
Others say you've got to have a certain amount of flexibility to even consider being a back clasper.
Oh.
Because your arms won't get back there to do that. But then.
Really? I feel like. That's,
What do I hear?
I think it's the sound of a game.
Oh, all right. Well, from boobies to games, let's go.
All right.
Well, we have a special game today. It was asked for this morning, and we're.
Is that right?
I forgot all about it.
Tribute to George Wendt.
No! Oh, Norm. Rest in peace, Norm.
So,
look at you.
Today's quiz is, what did Norm say?
Oh.
So I'm gonna read you a question. And give you three responses, and you tell me which one was the actual Norm response.
Okay, that sounds fair.
The question is, what do you have, Norm? Did he say, a job where I don't have to come here? All the love a man can handle and a beer? Or a beer, put it in a clean glass, I'm celebrating.
B, did not get said.
No, you're picking the one that he actually said.
Oh, that he actually said. The third one.
Okay.
I think B.
Okay.
All the love in the world.
Yeah, that's
and,
B.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you too, but Sarah, you got it right.
All right. He doesn't care about love. He wants beer.
Hey, Norm.
I can't remember his wife's name. What was
Vera.
Her name?
Vera.
Vera.
Hey, Norm.
Right. Hey, Norm.
How was your day? Could be worse. Could be sober. Off to a good start. I haven't been fired yet. Or it's a miracle I survived another day at the salt mines.
Huh. I watched every episode of this show, and you have found you're stumping me.
I took out the ones that we knew because this morning we
did
some of the big ones.
Right?
Yeah. So it's could be worse, could be sober. Off to a good start. I haven't been fired yet. Or it's a miracle I survived another day at the salt mines.
The first one.
I'm going to say the first one too.
I'm going to say the third one.
The third one is correct.
Because the salt mines, like, who come up with that?
What did Norm once say he'd do if he had $1 million? Buy a bar and drink it dry? Quit my job and nap full time? Or take Vera on vacation and leave her there?
I'll go with that one.
Yeah, but I'm bummed. Yeah. I'm going to say buy a bar and drink it.
I'm going to say Vera, leave her there.
I'll go with leaving Vera.
Vinny's correct.
Oh.
Buy a bar and drink it dry.
Does he not realize that bars can be restocked?
No, we got two more here.
But he's going to run out of
money. What's the score, Sarah?
Let's see. Bob 0, Sarah 2, Vinny 1.
Okay, here we go. We got two more. What did Norm say when asked, "What's shaking, Norm? Nothing but the ground under my feet? All four cheeks and a couple of chins? Or only the beer tap, my friend?"
That's a B, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to say all four cheeks and a couple of...
The beer tap.
Vinny and Sarah are correct. All right, last one. What was Norm's response to, "How's it going, Norm? I'm on a gravy train with biscuit wheels. Like molasses in January, or one foot in the grave, the other one on a banana peel."
I'm going to say B, Bob.
C.
I'll also say B.
You're all wrong. It was A. I'm on a gravy train with biscuit wheels, but I do think we have a winner.
We do it, Sarah.
Woo!
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Sarah-cuda. Goodbye. Coming up next, Mason has your tickets for Billie Eilish, and Jane's got another chance for you to go to Drag Me to Brunch and three more pairs of Billie Eilish tickets. Thanks for listening to the show today. Good job, everyone. Don't forget, first thing tomorrow morning, it's Bob's Movie Club. We're going to talk about our assignment. You have until tomorrow to do
Bob!
This. It's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Quentin Tarantino movie, and then tomorrow we'll get our new assignment for next
season.
Your hand is up.
So when you host your own segment like that, will you... After he plays your sounder, which he's making today, will you step in with some kind of introduction?
I guess you'll have to wait and see.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing, everyone.
I can't wait either. It's very exciting. Okay, see you tomorrow, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.